Mossy, good evening.
Well, I'm just... Oh, sorry, I forgot I was on air.
Don't swear
I'm
at
here,
me.
Clarkie, ask me.
How are you,
I'll
buddy?
I'll tell you. Oh, going fantastic. I'll tell you what, I'm acquiring a taste for zero alcohol beer.
Oh, really? You haven't seen the sobering tent outside the stadiums yet at all? Or around the fan zone area, yes. Mossy?
Yeah, seen all of that, mate. Yeah, not my cup of tea, mate, to be honest. But,
well, sounds like you don't need to be sobering. Drinking 0% beer.
No, look, to be honest, there's a fair bit of propaganda around this World Cup. Yeah. It's very easy to find a spa and grab a beer on the off days or before a game. And the fan zones, you know, there's places to have a beer as well. So it's good fun. Everyone's having a ball. Went to the desert this morning. And I stood in there with my wife and my son in the middle of a sea in the middle of the desert.
Oh, my God.
Bizarre.
Yeah, right.
Man, strange. Hang on. Is that because they've got so much money they can just make a lake there, mate?
No, it was a sea, Berkey. It's actually called Sea Line. There's a resort there. A beach resort in the middle of the desert. It's just the most bizarre thing. I'll show you the photos when I get back. But anyway, we're having a lot of fun. But
how are the Aussies going, buddy? How are the Socceroos? How have they pulled up after their loss?
They're going well,
mate. To France, yeah.
You know, they've today they had a session this morning, and then the players were allowed to go to the local shopping mall and see their families. So that was. That was great fun. The coaching staff stayed in house and did their analysis, getting ready for the final session tomorrow before the game against Tunisia on Saturday. So yeah, not a lot of time between games, but yeah, look, I think we can expect a couple of changes from Graham Arnold for this second game. You know, maybe a tweak to the midfield. I think Rustic will be fit, and he will be a big addition for that game. His creativity and his ability from set pieces is phenomenal.
We were talking about it a bit earlier, Mossy. Was it justified the criticism from that game, or is it, hey, we're playing France, we're going to get toweled up?
Oh, look, a little bit of both, Berkey, to be honest. And Graham Arnold's, you know, he knows that the buck stops with him, and. You know, it wouldn't be right, and it certainly wouldn't be professional sport if we didn't critique performances and selections and substitutions during the game. So, I think some of it has been blown out of proportion and needs a dose of perspective based on who we played and how good they are. But there's still questions that are fairly asked of Arnie, and you know, he knows that he's going to answer them. But I just think when it goes over the top from people who, you know, maybe have played the game but haven't ever sat in the hot seat around selecting a squad and a team and a tactics to play the world champions, I think sometimes it does go over the top.
Mate, did the boys, we were talking about it before, they could be the best spectators on the field. Did they have their autograph book out for Mbappe and Griezmann and Giroud?
Look, I don't think they had the autograph book, but certainly there was a clamour for, you know, to swap some shirts afterwards. more from the younger players, I think. But yeah, look, it's one of those things. You know, myself and Clark, you've played professional sport, and you do know there are moments where you do sort of pinch yourself. You know, when you're on the same pitch or same field as certain players, but. Once the whistle goes, it's down to business, and it's after the game you can look around and take all that in. But you know, I don't think the players were overawed. I really don't. I've heard the old saying that we showed them too much respect. They were just too good. Mm. They are far too good, and I still think they had, you know, at least another couple of gears in them if they needed it.
Mossy, this game against Tunisia, tempo-wise, tactically, how will this game be different? What are we expecting?
Well, we're expecting less quality than what we came up against the other night. That's not to say they're not a good side. They are a very good side, but they're not a great side. So we're in this up to our eyeballs, Mido, and I think it'll be physical, and we need to step up in that department. There's no doubt about it. We need to match them as best we can because they are monsters, the Tunisian players. They are huge. They're strong. They're quality athletes. But they certainly can be erratic with the way they play, and we need to capitalise on that. Stay well organised, as we do under Graham Arnold, and make sure that when we get our opportunities, we take them. And that might be another change, maybe up front. Mitchell Duke copped a little bit of a knock the other night against France in the hip. He was hobbling in that second half. So maybe a Jamie McLaren will get his chance to start, or he may push Leckie up front and bring someone else into those wide positions. Mabil is certainly in the reckoning. And maybe at the back, I think Bailey Wright and Degenek will come into the reckoning as well.
What do we need, buddy, from these next two games to qualify?
Oh, look, Clarky, give me 4 points. I'll sign up for that right now.
Yeah, okay.
You know, depending on how it goes. But I, you know, I think we need a draw and a win to guarantee our passage through to the next round. But 3 points, you just never know. If other results just happen to really go our way, which the first one did, as far as the draw between Denmark and Tunisia, that was a helping hand. Couldn't capitalise on it in our first game, but it might help in the long run if we would only get 3 points.
Not too long ago this morning, our time, Cristiano Ronaldo became the first player to score at 5 World Cups. Mossy, 3-2 Portugal over Ghana. Not sure how much of it you saw, but all the action was in the second half. Gee, we've had some scoreless draws so far in this World Cup. Uruguay, South Korea, another scoreless draw overnight. But Ronaldo doing what he's done for so long.
Yeah, he certainly did. We were down at the Pearl watching this one on the big screen, having some dinner. And, yeah, it was a strange game. There wasn't, as you said, you know, a lot to talk about in the first half. And I don't remember hearing the commentator blurt out Ronaldo's name until the second half. And all of a sudden it came to life. And he scored from the penalty spot. The crowd went ballistic. First player, I think, as you said, to score in 5 World Cups. He brushed the press conference yesterday. Didn't go to it. It's usually the coach and the captain the day before the game, but he brushed that given all the circus around him with the Manchester United stuff, so stayed focused for this one and ultimately led his team to victory. But it was interesting because when they went 1-0 up and then 1-1, you thought, oh, hello, there could be an upset on the cards here, and then Portugal just really stepped up a gear and got those couple of quick goals to put them out of sight, Felix and Liao with the second and third goals.
Mossy, we're watching Brazil-Serbia right now, 20-odd minutes in, nil all. What's Brazil's chances in this World Cup? We're looking at Neymar just sort of blocking a ball then. Are they going to be able to sort of reproduce the heroics of previous teams?
Well, they're certainly favourites, Berkey, for the tournament. So they'll be there or thereabouts. I mean, when you can afford to leave Firmino out of your squad, not even bring him to the World Cup in your squad of 26, that speaks to the depth of this squad. And it's quite bizarre, actually. I'm watching it on TV as well as we speak. And I'm looking out my window at the stadium it's being played in, which is about a 5-minute walk from the hotel, but not a ticket in sight for this one. Whenever Brazil play, it's a full stadium. So it's quite bizarre actually seeing the lights of the stadium just about 200 metres from where we're staying, but watching it on TV. But oh, look, I think they'll get over the top of Serbia in this one. Not easily. Serbia are, you know, they street fighters, but I think Brazil will have too much quality.
England take on USA tomorrow as well. Harry Kane's been past fit after he copped a knock in their opening game against Iran. But just as far as, I guess, overseas support is concerned over there, England, probably more English supporters than anyone else, Mossy, or how are you seeing it?
Mate, it's funny, Mido, because, you know, in the street and at the fan zones, Brazilians everywhere, Mexicans, Argentinians are huge. Aussies, you know, obviously we're sort of ensconced in the Aussie part of Qatar, where most of the Aussies are, so we see a lot of them. But English I haven't seen a lot of. And I don't know what the crowd was the other night for their first game, but yeah, they're not out and about and loud during the day. Maybe it happens after bedtime for me. Maybe at night they come out, mate. But yeah, look, it's good news for England that Harry Kane is fit. how fit he is, given that he went to hospital for scans on that ankle. I guess we'll wait and see, but at least he's not going to be in a moon boot and watching from the grandstand.
Okay, give us a correct score and a goal scorer.
For that one?
No, for the Socceroos.
Oh, we're going there already. Jeez.
We certainly
are. We've
got
another segment, haven't we?
Friday.
Oh, no, we're not. This is the last segment of the week. Yeah, that's right.
Mate, get into that sobering up tent, would you?
How's those zero alcohols going for you?
Back into the tent, please.
Just checking, boys.
Just checking.
Listen, I'm going to go 1-0, and I'm going to go with Vučić to score. I think you'll get a set piece for us. I don't think it'll be a high-scoring game. But I'm going to tip us to get over the top of them by the odd goal. Vučić to be the goal scorer.
Okay, Aidan Vučić to score. Socceroos 1-0. That will do us for sure. Looking forward to probably seeing Vučić back in that side as well. Oh, and he's little two-legger there. Same game multi. Mossy's same game multi. $26 for Australia 1-0 and Vučić to be the goal scorer. Mossy, you enjoy. Cheer loud for us, mate.
Will do, boys. If you want to put another radio show on Saturday morning, I'm happy to come on as well.
Oh, I think we'll be right.
Bulldog might call you.
Good on you, mate.
He's still down the same hotel, I heard.
Probably. Nah, appreciate it, Mossy, as always.
Take care.